Teacher friends, I have a question for you, and I need you to know in advance that this is not intended to be a loaded question. I genuinely want to know how this is going in your school right here, right now. So how would you say that student behavior is going in your classroom or in your school community right now? Some of you might have heard that and had this like sigh of relief because you're like, it's going pretty well right now. Some of you might have had the opposite reaction. You might have almost even chuckled or laughed under your breath because it is an absolute train wreck right now. Some of you might be coasting through some behavior and discipline management, but overall, I think this is one of the most complicated and honestly controversial topics in education right now. How do we manage students? How do we manage behaviors? And how do we approach it from a proactive perspective? Well, that's exactly what we are going to talk about in this episode. In fact, this is going to be a theme over the course of the next 9 to 10 months, because I want this to actually be a series. I want to go all in on this concept of school-wide discipline and behavior management, because that is currently one of my jobs as an SEL coach and SEL teacher within my own school district. So I want to deliver multiple episodes over the course of the next few months to make sure that we can put some things in place that are super positive for kids, super positive for you and your colleagues, and honestly, super positive for the entire learning community. Before we get into this dynamic episode, I want to give a huge shout out to the listener of the week who left a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. The listener of the week is Sue Zaucho and says, awesome and uplifting. I found Monica's podcast a couple of years ago and was blown away by all of the clever, fun, affordable suggestions she had for classroom management and relationship building. I have implemented several of her nuggets over time and they have been game changers. Thank you, Monica, for your positivity and your commitment to helping us all enjoy this teacher life. Sue, thank you so much for being a loyal listener. I'm so glad that you found this podcast a number of years ago, and I'm so glad that you are still here listening. If you haven't left a written review on your podcast platform yet, it would mean so much to me if you took 10 or 15 seconds to do a quick written review. That actually helps other teachers just like you, passionate educators who love students and who love teaching. It helps them find this podcast as well. And then in a future episode, I would love to give you a shout out as the listener of the week, just as a way of saying thank you so much for being here and taking part of your teacher time to be a part of these episodes that get released every single Sunday night. So we are going to get into this first part of this potentially 9 to 10 part topic on behavior management in your school. Let's get after it. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. I would say that most schools today, especially elementary schools, have some sort of character education program or system. Maybe you have something called PBIS at your school, but basically, any system or any solution or any, let's get serious, acronym that is out there for this is a way to make sure that schools are monitoring and also managing student behaviors. We also understand that that is harder now than it ever has been. And I think that schools can do a couple of different things. We can be very reactive and say, well, here are the discipline procedures. Here are the behavior procedures. Here's the flowchart of interventions when we see or hear or experience these behaviors. Or we can take the really proactive approach and say, hey, when we see students exhibiting this positive behavior, what are we going to do? When we see students or hear students exhibiting this character trait, what positive thing are we going to do? And I think those are both part of student and behavior management, but one is from a reactive lens. Like, is that a major infraction or a minor infraction? Is that a detention or is that a lunch and learn, right? Those are reactive things, where proactive things are like, I wanna celebrate that student for doing that positive thing. I wanna cheer on that student for, you know, helping with that thing. I want to reward that student because they are doing the necessary things. And so I guess maybe the initial question is your school currently more proactive or more reactive? Or maybe you kind of meet somewhere in the middle. Now, I've done lots of episodes on having balance when it comes to systems and structures, and balance when it comes to systems and smiles. I believe in that. But when it really does come to behavior management, I think that when we can be proactive, wow, does that make such a huge impact, not just on student behavior, but I also think on school culture. And that's why I decided that I wanted to do a podcast series over the course of the next few months, because this is something that my school is tackling and I have the just beautiful blessing to be a part of it this year. So for those of you who are new to this Teacher Life podcast, my current teaching position and my current education position is spending time at an elementary school and at a junior high and at a high school, all within my own school district, but it's super small and it's super rural. So I'm split between multiple teaching positions and multiple grade levels and multiple kind of tasks and roles and responsibilities. And one of the roles and responsibilities that I have at the elementary level is SEL, both from a staff lens and from a student lens. And what's really interesting is when behavior management is in check, guess what? Students are happier, staff is happier. And what a beautiful social and emotional learning environment that creates. And so what we are doing this year is something that, honestly, I want to give a huge shout out to the elementary staff that I'm working with this year, because they kind of put this into place last year on their own. They, as a group of teachers, they're like, we really need something good for kids. We really want to reward kids. We want to respond to the good things kids are doing. And so they, as a staff, just kind of ran with it as a group of teachers. And that's a lot. That's a lot to manage. And I want to give a shout out to any of you as a teacher who's managing that, not because you're on a committee, because you just were like, we need this. If you have a committee at your school, amazing. If you have a staff member who that's their job, they're the dean or they're the vice principal or something like that, amazing. In smaller schools, those things don't exist. So oftentimes it's teachers, as we know, picking up the loose ends, picking up the slack, whatever you want to call it. But what they did was they basically said, let's figure out a way to bring in speakers every single month. And not this like huge like time commitment for these speakers, but can we bring in a speaker 5 to 10 minutes at the start of each month and pick one word that we want to focus on? Can we pick one thing that we are just going to go all in on, that one character education word, that one core value that we want to see from students? And can we bring in a speaker? And can that speaker talk about that? And then at the end of the month, can that speaker come back and have kind of like a little reward party with any of the students who've exhibited that? And all the teachers have to do to prove that the student exhibited that was fill out a quick Google form, a quick positive referral form, and then they officially get invited to the party. Can we do that? And they figure that out. And now I get to come on board and really help support them in the thing that they've already built. So this past month, okay, was the very first month that I got to be a part of it. And the word was respectful. And so I, as the person who was trying to figure this out, was like, oh man, I'm scrambling to find a speaker for the very first one. And so I said, you know what? Let me take on the role of this. I will be the speaker for the very first month of this, and I'll do a 5 to 10 minute respect assembly with our PK through sixth graders. Right when that bell rings, we'll do the pledge, and then we will keep those kids in the gym to hear a little assembly, to hear a little speech, to do a little seminar on the topic for our very first word of the month, which is respect. And so I was the speaker. I had the opportunity to come up with something fun, and I came up with a little game show. If you've listened to a previous episode, you kind of know about that game show, but what I did was I went and got pieces of poster board. And on each piece of that poster board, I wrote the letters of the word respect. I obviously had to sing the song in order to spell it correctly, but I had one poster board with an R, one with an E, one with an S, and then a P-E-C-T. Yeah, is that Aretha Franklin? But anyways, I had this big poster, and I brought in my Bob Barker microphone, and I handed these pieces of poster board to teachers that I found that morning and said, hey, you want to participate in a game show? Hey, you want to participate in a game show? So I found enough teachers to hold the letters of the word respect. And then we played a little prediction game, and it was kind of like Wheel of Fortune, and I had my Bob Barker microphone, which is just honestly, a drying rack, like a laundry drying rack. One of the bars had snapped off, and I got a little tin foil, and I put some tin foil on the top, and bada bang, bada boom, we had a Bob Barker long skinny microphone from The Price is Right. And so it was really engaging and interacting because I asked students to predict letters of the alphabet, which was great because all grade levels could participate in that. And as the letters were predicted, we started to reveal the word respect. And that's how I introed the very first word of the month. But then we took it to another level because then that month, throughout the month, during right after breakfast, all of our kids are in our gym. It's probably similar for you. They sit crisscross applesauce on the floor with their grade level cones in front of them. And so they are sitting there on the floor in the morning. And what I was looking for each morning before the first bell would ring is students who were sitting respectfully. Students who were sitting there with their hands to themselves. They weren't hitting other people. They weren't throwing things. I was looking for kids who were exhibiting that positive word of respect. And instead of being like, stop throwing that, get back in your line, all of the reactive things, I had a fanny pack full of Sharpie markers. Okay, the fanny pack. Not mandatory, but fun. I had a fanny pack of Sharpie markers, and any student that I saw being respectful in that morning time, I gave them a marker and they got to then go sign the respect wall because I took all those pieces of poster board and we mounted it up in the gym and created this massive respect wall with the, you know, 7 pieces. Is that right? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. 7 pieces of poster board. And then we were looking for kids who were doing the correct thing so that they could sign the respect wall. And then all the teachers had to do throughout the month is if they were seeing respectful students in their classroom, respect in the hallway, respect during, you know, washing our hands in the bathroom, respect while they were standing in the lunch line, wherever they saw it, if they were like, dang, this student is really going above and beyond with respect, there was a form that they could fill out to say, here's the student's name, here's what they did. And then those students got to go to the reward party at the end of the month, right? So instead of this being punitive, it was proactive. Instead of this being a punishment, it was a party opportunity to show kids like, hey, when you do the right thing at this school, when we see you being awesome, this is what we want to reward you with. Again, incredibly positive, incredibly proactive. And so throughout the month, I would see those referrals come in, and then I have a high school leadership class. And so the high school leadership class was the one who ended up creating those invitations to the donut party. And so basically we got the Casey's General Store donuts and we had a little reward party. And it was awesome and it was fun and it didn't take a ton of time. It didn't take a ton of effort. It didn't take a ton of energy, but it was something small and significant for us to celebrate students in a proactive, positive way, all focused on our very first word of the month, which was respectful. And it was awesome. In fact, I think every single day of school can be awesome. In most school calendars, there are 180 days of awesome. And this day when we did the respect assembly, that was awesome. The day that we had the donut party, that was awesome. But I think every single day in between can be awesome as well. And I know at the beginning of this episode, I was talking about how most schools have a character education or a PBIS or so many different words for it, but it all falls under that SEL umbrella, social and emotional learning, life, college, and career readiness skills. When we can show kids that they've got the skills and the attitudes and the attributes to actually crush it, not just in the classroom, but in the real world, that is when the education system is coming alive. And I know in this episode, I'm just giving you one small example of our respect word wall and the respect assembly. But if you are looking to level up your school and level up the lives of your kids every single day, then I definitely think that you should check out 180 Days of Awesome SEL. It is a fully planned, completely done for you social and emotional learning curriculum that I actually wrote myself, and I know that it works because I have used it with my very own students over the course of the past 16 years. Like you, I was kind of fed up with other curriculum or other resources that were not relevant. They weren't realistic. Honestly, sometimes they were a little bit cheesy. I was like, I can be mad about it or I can do something about it. Instead of complaining about it, I'm going to create something for it that I want to use with students. And that's how 180 Days of Awesome SEL was born. And now I've got a lower elementary version plus an upper elementary / middle school version. In fact, I've even used that one with freshmen and sophomores in high school. Really engaging, really simple to implement, and it's all planned for you. If you want to check out 180 Days of Awesome SEL, you can go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. I'll put a direct link for that in the show notes, but that's monicagenta.com/180SEL, and you can check out the curriculum and see if it is a good fit for your students and your school. I can also hook you guys up with bulk licensing if this is something that your whole grade level or whole school wants to get on board. Check out monicagenta.com/180SEL. Now, here is the really, really cool thing about this Respect Pledge poster, is it was just literally the starting point for this entire project, because I want to give you a spoiler alert right now. Throughout this school year, we are creating a word wall, a positive word wall that is going to look and feel and just be different every single month. It would kind of be lame if every single month I'm like, the word's respectful, go sign the respect wall. The word is reliable, go sign the reliable wall. The word is responsible, go sign the responsible wall, right? Over time, if you're doing the same thing, that's going to get a little monotonous and it's going to absolutely lose value. It's going to lose meaning, which is why for every single word of the month that we are focusing on, we're going to have a new speaker. And throughout this, I'm going to explain how we acquire those speakers. We're going to talk about how the theming has changed, the activities has changed, and what the word wall actually is going to look like each month. And that's kind of one of the goals that I have for this podcast. So if you are seeking something proactive, if you are seeking something fun and different each month, but it's also going to reward students and cheer them on as they exhibit these positive character traits and these life and college and career readiness skills, well, then you're definitely going to want to stick around, because I'm already going to tell you, in November, we're going to have an episode about the word reliable. And wow, it's going to be so great. And then in December, I'm going to tell you about how we did responsibility. And we're just going to keep going. And then you can take these ideas and create some momentum in your own school. But I'm telling you, I think if we go back to the original question, being proactive or reactive, does your school have systems and smiles? This is going to create balance. Because at the end of the day, like, I think if we are cheering kids on more, then we are going to have less disruptive behaviors, less disturbing behaviors, because people are going to be attracted to that positive momentum and that positive energy. In fact, I want to give you proof of that. I was recently talking with some 5th and 6th graders. And because I'm newer to the building, because I haven't been in the elementary building much, a couple of these 5th and 6th graders had forgotten my name, but they said, "Aren't you the donut lady?" And I said, "What do you mean by the donut lady?" And they're like, "Aren't you the lady who's in charge of that donut party at the end of the month?" And I was like, "Well, I am helping to organize that." And they're like, "Have you seen one of the positive referrals for me yet?" And I was like, "I can't tell you. It's a surprise. Are you doing things that you think should receive a referral?" And he's like, "Straight up, the other day, I was getting really nervous because I was starting to make some bad choices. And I actually thought to myself, if I end up in the principal's office, am I going to be in there because I've done something good that's going to get me to the donut party, or it's going to get me something where the principal's going to call my mom?" And I said, "Well, which one was it?" And he's like, "I really want to go to that donut party." And I mean, that, like, if that is coming from a 5th and 6th grade boy, let's go. Come on. Like, that's the kind of stuff that absolutely should be happening. Kids are pausing to reflect. Because honestly, it's not about the donut. Okay, it's about the decision. It is about the decision that kids are making to say, "I want to be recognized. I want to be cheered on. I want for somebody to call me out for something good, not for something bad." And I think our schools can do more of that. We just have to put these simple structures in place. Something like a little word wall. And if you are needing help building your word wall, you're in the right place, because more ideas are coming. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Be sure to check this out as we continue on this series throughout the course of this school year. You can click subscribe or follow depending on which podcast platform you are listening on, and that will make sure that these podcast episodes drop directly into your app. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, but more importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.